Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and right now speaking with our Iowa Senator, Sarah Trone Garriott. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for reaching out, Shaquan.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely welcome. And I know you said it's been busy. It seems like there's been a lot going on in the House. So, you know, let's get started talking about the House passing their version of the AEA changes. So can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah, so it was a surprise to, I think, everyone that the House had this version of the governor's bill. So they have decided not to move the bill forward. They came out with their own version, but that didn't get a good response from the public either. And so the night before debate, they dropped this new amendment that completely changed the bill again. And once again, the public didn't get to be part of the process. A lot of folks didn't know about it. The Democrats in the House didn't know about it. And actually, the Republicans in the Senate didn't know about it either. So a lot of people weren't at the table. And so this version, again, puts a lot of control of the AEAs into the hands of the Department of Education. And I have a lot of concerns about that. We have found the department to not be very responsive when there are problems. And so I can tell you a story about something that happened this week, but we can't get them to answer questions. They're not really willing to give responses to legislators when we identify issues. And again, this is another bill that's in search of a problem. So when I was out knocking on doors the last 4 years, never heard anyone bring up, we need to reform the AEAs. We need to change the AEAs. When I saw the governor and other folks campaigning, no one ran on this issue. So it really came out of nowhere. And while we can improve the AEAs, I don't think that's going to actually happen if a bill is coming out of the legislature without the AEAs, without parents, kids with disabilities, without educators and the public at the table.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you for, you know, sharing about that. Now, can you maybe talk about the Iowa DNR land acquisitions restrictions?
Yeah. So this is another one of those bills. It's like, who is asking for this? Every year we see a bill that makes it harder for our state to acquire public lands. And so Iowa, if we're being generous, Iowa ranks about 47th among states in the amount of public land we have. And, you know, rankings really don't matter that much. What matters is, are Iowa getting what they need? And what I hear repeatedly from folks who like to hunt and fish, bike and hike, people who like to paddle, folks who just want to be out in the great outdoors or care about our water quality, we don't have enough public land. We need more. And so this bill prevents nonprofits from purchasing public land at auction. It takes a bidder out of the auction so that they cannot, you know, hold that land and then sell it to the DNR so it can be a public land. Because there are nonprofits that will do this for the DNR, hold it till the DNR is able to amass the money it needs to purchase land and add it to parks, add it to water quality efforts, add it to available grounds for hunting and fishing.
Now, can you talk?
Yeah, the idea of an auction is to get the best price for folks. So taking a bidder out of the auction, I think, is really unfair to the seller. But people hate this bill. So passed out of the Senate, it's going over to the House. So I encourage folks to reach out to folks in the House.
Well, thank you for that. And now, I know you talked about this the last time we talked about, you especially, you know, impacting Dallas County, potentially joining up with Polk County, you kind of revamping the state's mental health regions. Where are we on that? What's kind of the latest update?
So there has been an amendment to change the original bill. It is actually taking into account a lot of the concerns that people are sharing about this pretty organization of our mental health services in the state. One thing that I don't think we've identified yet is what the map's going to look like. So again, Dallas County has its own thing going on. We're doing some good things in different parts of our county. We don't really want to get lumped in with Polk because then things that are happening out in Perry and more rural parts of our county could fall apart, could get ignored. And what I'm hearing from a lot of programs that serve people with mental health needs, that there isn't a plan in place so that when those unintended consequences happen, you know, there's disruption to the system when you start reorganizing things. If people start falling through the cracks, what's going to be there to give them resources and support when they need it? When they reorganized our Medicaid system and privatized it, people died. People couldn't get what they needed and they died. And we do not want that to happen to people who are experiencing mental health needs. Anyone in a crisis, they need to be able to get the help. And so concerned about that, also concerned it doesn't bring in any new money and we really need more resources. And so rearranging things could be helpful, could help it, the system to work better. But ultimately, we need more of everything, more providers, more resources, more access, and that takes more money.
And now, can you talk about what was behind the decision for the House to pass the Senate bill that would eliminate gender balancing on boards and commissions?
Well, I think this is a priority of the Republican majority. And I'm concerned because we're not at a place where we've fixed the problem. So this rule pushed our state to try harder to make sure that we had better representation from different people in our state. And for a long time, women had been left out of the conversation, but we are half the population. And so this really pushed boards and commissions to make sure that women were part of that conversation and giving that important public input. Taking that away, I'm afraid we're going to see less women being asked to be part of these boards and commissions. And so I didn't get to hear the debate, but we're not there yet as a state. And sometimes the same people get asked over and over again to do things and other folks get overlooked. And we just need that push to make sure that we're bringing in a lot of different kinds of voices. And it's really important to have different perspectives on matters that impact different people in different ways.
Speaking here with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott, and just to finish up here, now what about the bill for creating harsher penalties for swatting calls to schools that advanced out of the Senate and is ready to be signed by the governor? So kind of what is your, I guess, stance on that?
You know, I think it's really important that we hold folks accountable if they're making false accusations. We've seen some really troubling situations where people are using our law enforcement, our emergency responders in a really inappropriate way to hurt other people. It's becoming more and more common. So it's really important that there is some accountability for people who do these kinds of things. It's just really concerning that anyone would put our first responders in a place where they could be in danger, other people could be in danger. So I think it's a valid concern.
Well, again, that is our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable, as we have been speaking with our Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott today. And Senator, thank you so much for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Well, again, that is our Dallas County Let's Talk program here on Raccoon Valley Radio.